Thank you. From Astor Piazzolla's History of Tango, that was Café 1930, played for us by Red Creek Duo. This is Backstage Pass. I'm Julia Figueres. We've been talking a little bit about teachers that we've had. Anchi, you were actually schooled in Taiwan.
Yes.
And then came here. Is it the Eastman that brought you to America?
Yes.
Who was your teacher there?
Lynn Blakesley.
Wonderful teacher.
Yes. She taught me how to draw beautiful sound, and I'm still searching how to do that. She got beautiful tone, and as a teacher, she wasn't just teaching me things. She cared about how I am as a person. Being in a foreign country, she was very caring, and that meant a lot.
It's a huge leap. Mm-hmm. From Taiwan to Rochester, New
Yes.
York. Was it a real culture shock for you when you got here?
Absolutely. The first probably 3 months, I cry every single day in the practice room.
How'd you get over it?
I don't know.
You got over it.
I got over it.
Did you find the teaching styles between what you had been learning and how you had been learning in Taiwan to be remarkably different than what happened when you got to the Eastman?
Yes. Not so much in a college level. When I was in Taiwan, the teacher I have in college, in fact, one of my violin professor went to Eastman. That's how I decided that's the school I want to go to. So their teaching style aren't as much different because they have gotten educated here in the States. The more different teaching style were when I was younger. I had a really, really tough teacher. However, that's where I learned the most basic. So now that I am a teacher, I sense a little of that my teacher in me, but I also am trying not to be that. I don't want my student to get scared, but I also believe the basics are the most important.
You are both teachers, and that is a fine line, Anton, that line between being a tough teacher, overly tough teacher, but also teaching discipline. How do you walk that line?
Very carefully. It is a very difficult thing. Because we're all human beings and, you know, I'm not perfect when I play or when I practice or any of that. So, you know, the difficult thing for me is, well, I demand a lot from my students and I have to try to make sure that I'm being fair, and that's something I would demand for myself. So that's the part where I feel like I need to, you know, make sure that they still enjoy. I try to find the joy in what they do and try to make sure that that's always a part of learning the instrument.
You've had several different teachers. Manuel
Yes.
Barrueco was
Yes.
one of your teachers, great
Yes.
player.
Yeah.
And, of course, Nicholas Galouzis,
Oh, yes.
who can say no to Nick. Did
Absolutely.
You see a real difference in teaching styles amongst all of them?
Yes, yes, definitely. Barrueco, he's a great artist, a great musician, and a wonderful teacher, but he teaches in a way that you as a student have to take more responsibility, and he doesn't necessarily bring you under his wing, you know, and that's the difference with Nick. He's a very warm personality and just welcomes you in, and it's, you know, you can feel like it's a safe place to learn. And so I think both have their place for sure. I think when I was at Manhattan studying with Barrueco, I wasn't really ready for it, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, I think there was a funny little joke with one of the masterclasses. See, he would have us play in front of the rest of the school as a masterclass. And he would, and one time I was going to play and he looked out to all my colleagues and says, "Does anyone ever see Anton practice?" that was a beautiful thing for me to see. I mean, he did it in a nice way, so, but I'd learned.
But you learned. Our guests today are the Red Creek Duo, and we're going to hear more Astor Piazzolla now from History of Tango again. This time it's Nightclub 1960. This is Backstage Pass.